RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So what can you tell us about Dahlin's
dad? He's just attending to his fiancée in Sweden, but should be back shortly.
So he should be playing tonight?
No.
So you're going to just take him on the road trip, but he'll be back for the trip?
He's not back yet, but we believe he'll be back.
And Ryan Johnson's coming up?
Yeah. Yeah, just, we've got 60, so if something happened, we'd need D.
Jason, he seemed encouraged. I mean, he's joking, but that you guys are 7-0 without him. But, I mean, what have you been missing without Jason, I guess?
I think he's done what we thought he would do. He's been great down low in the power play, and he's veteran leadership that it's always evident when he's inside the room, and his voice is always a strong voice. So I thought after he got back from sickness, I thought he really got skating well. So just be, another hurdle to get over, get him over these couple of injuries that he had and get him back going.
This is the same for everybody, but everybody's been off the ice for 3 days, no games, no practices. What's it like now coming into a game when you haven't had that as a player?
I think you just kind of look at the morning skate. I thought the energy was good. I thought skated well. Maybe the hands a little bit rusty, but yeah, I mean, it's the same for both teams. It's how well the players took care of themselves over those 3 days, and did they get enough fitness in so they, would feel really good for the game today.
Normally it is the same, but in this case, they're not even here. They didn't get their skate, their travel problems. How much does that make you even want to jump even more?
Well, you would hope that puts them in a little bit of a downturn, with not being able to skate, and then the morning skate getting disrupted. Sometimes you can use that a reason for winning too.
Lindy, as far as, of course we don't know who your goaltender is, but when you were making a decision on whoever it might be, what goes into that decision coming out of a break like this?
A long conversation with the coaches and with our goalie coach. Even before we left for Ottawa, we kind of laid out what the plan would be, and that was our decision.
How much are you looking forward to seeing what the atmosphere is going to be like here? It's a big weekend. You guys are on the street. People are starting to get really engaged with the club. I mean, it could be quite a circus in here tonight.
Yeah, it would be great to see. We know that our fans have been waiting for this, and to finally put together a good streak. We know we got to be on our toes. We got to be good with the puck. We want to play well. It's what we've been striving for from day one.
Like Luukkonen was determined to have a good game in New Jersey, no matter what. He didn't care. He hadn't won a game on the road or whatever. He basically said it was time. It was time to step up. Did you feel that from him?
Yeah. I think his attitude has been great. I think the fact he put it on himself. You know, I need to step up and I want to give these guys a great game, and he gave us a great game, and I was so happy for him because I think we all know what he can do. It's just going out and doing it on a nightly basis for us.
Lindy, last year with Four Nations, very little practice time. This year, Olympics, very little practice time. How difficult is that to implement a system, get guys to grasp it?
You know, I think it's a challenge for every team because you just don't practice. I mean, we just went through a stretch where we didn't practice. Now, I mean, before with playing 4 and 6, I think it was, whatever that was, back-to-back, and then go to Ottawa, don't practice, play. They don't practice for 3 days, and now a lot of teams now, you got to use that little bit of time you have in the morning. You know, we added really one compete drill to the practice to, you know, try to get the juices flowing. But most of your work has to be done, I think, through video and in post-game, you know, looking back on the game. If you can't practice what you're preaching, then you've got to do it other ways.
I would imagine it's more on sort of the systems than it is on conditioning, because guys are conditioned now.
Yeah, I mean, all the guys are conditioned to, when you're playing that much, they need the rest. I mean, you don't gain anything by going out and practicing for 30, 40 minutes. I think it's just a product of the schedule.
Is the better version we're seeing of Jordan Greenway related to the load management plan?
I do, yeah. You know, check in on him daily, and you know, it's kind of a day-to-day thing where we've kind of laid out a plan, and I think we're seeing improvement. He's seeing improvement. I thought we saw his best game by far. I thought the Jersey game was a good game. I thought the Ottawa game really skated well. So I think the plan and what we have intact and what we're going to try to keep going with him is working.
What kind of pop, for lack of a better term, is that fourth line given this team in the last 7 games, even the last 2 or 3 games?
I think you look at, that's a big line to try to control. Physicality wise, when they're down low with the puck, they're a hard line to take the puck away from. They're a really good forechecking line. And then you've got the fact that, you know, two of them have been really good penalty killers for us. It makes up for a good line that's good to put together. And now they're giving us some offense with a couple of really good plays inside the game. Both games they were in on some real good offense and played well defensively. And played against, a lot of the time, played against the other team's top line.
You get the sense Don is getting really close to popping a couple in.
Yeah. You know, he's been all around it. He's had, you know, one or two good opportunities a game. You know, and that's with a more of a limited, you know, ice time. But they're around it, and I think he will get it on the board again.
Both games this year against Boston were in Boston and in October. What did you take away from those two games?
We played terrible in game one and played a great game in game two, but again, we gave that extra point away in overtime. If you look at the mistake we made, and I think it was Dahlin that fell down and Tomer kind of dove in on the play, and we gave up the easy rush play, and they beat us. I thought that game, though, our structure-wise, we really played well. Chance-wise, played well. So I think where I look at the second game completely different than the first game.
Way back to your playing days here, was there a night with Boston in this town that sticks out in your mind more than others?
Yes, a few playoff games that got, you know, pretty heated. You know, and those when the, you know, you're back in the old buildings. I remember just being in the Boston Garden, the same thing. Crazy atmosphere, and I mean the craziness of the playoffs back then with the amount of physicality there was. You had to keep your head up. Sometimes you had to keep your head down. those were fun days. We get against a lot of, you know, really good competitors. Some really tough competitors, too.
If I remember correctly, did you play center for Larry Playfair and Val James?
I did. I was a pretty good centerman for a couple shifts.
That was a playoff game.
I remember Brad Park saying, I don't know what that line is, but they don't look like they're out there to score.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.